We're currently at 44 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 8:30.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center in another Power of Pink interview. And remind folks about the special emphasis with Power of Pink for October.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
You bet. So let's talk about that special emphasis this month.
So what I wanted to talk about today is taking a look at building a personal wellness program and what you can do to manage your manageable cancer risk. In other words, lowering your risk of a cancer diagnosis in your lifetime.
And anybody, you know, would like to do that, but it's not always as easy as it sounds. What are some practical things people can do?
Well, the first thing I say is don't go all in and go overboard because you're going to burn yourself out. So let's start with taking a look at your screening. So we know if you're a woman and you're over the age of 40, you should have a mammogram every year. But also, if you're a woman, starting at the age of 20, you should have every couple of years a clinical breast exam. And all of these are early screening precautions. So if there is a cancer diagnosis, you're going to catch it early, where the opportunity to cure that cancer is greater. And that's what we want you to take a look at.
And periodically, there'll be someone I'm aware of who, you know, there were some signs, there were some things, but, you know, you're busy, you're focused on other things. And then ultimately you go in only to find out that it's, you know, you should have gotten in a long time ago.
That happens. We do see that. And that's why we say go ahead and get those annual mammograms if you're over the age of 40. That also holds true for men over the age of 50. You should start looking at having a prostate exam and know what your PSA levels are. And that is another component of the early screening. Talk about skin cancer. You should have your dermatologist take a look at your skin. And we have lots of resources around that if that's something you're more interested in. But primarily, I would say, as a component of building that healthy lifestyle and lowering that cancer risk, is start by talking to your primary care provider. Ask them about what your risk is, because each individual is going to be a little different, and begin that conversation. And that is a key component.
What about lowering your risk for other types of cancer?
It all comes down to your lifestyle. So if you are taking a look at your nutrition plan, so maybe do a consult with a registered dietitian, and instead of thinking about, let's go on a diet, because we know there's like a million different diets out there, what is one thing you can do to incorporate healthy components into your diet? Do you need to eat another serving of fruit? Do you need to minimize your alcohol intake? There's little things you can do that's not all on diet, but it is definitely adding a healthy component to your lifestyle. So that would be a key factor, is looking at your nutrition.
And sometimes you talk to somebody who is has lost some weight, and you ask them about it. And sometimes it was as simple as cutting out anything after dinner, for instance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people find that when they do that, suddenly they start losing weight, because all, you know, and a lot of the things people tend to eat after dinner are not the healthiest anyway.
That's absolutely true. And what I find in the success stories is not necessarily going on a, here's air quotes here, diet, but really looking at portion control. So if you eat your standard meal and it's an acceptable amount, your portions, but instead of immediately going back for seconds, wait 20 minutes. And are you truly still hungry? And that way your satiety factors trigger, and you're actually not hungry, and you don't go for that second helping.
Well, and I'm understanding from some of the Blue Zones research that a lot of times by the time, and it's hard to calculate this in some ways, but about the time you feel 80% full is really when you should stop, because you really are going to be full.
Exactly. And that has that's something you learn as an older adult. When you're younger, you can kind of tolerate all of the processed foods and overeating and the indulging. But as an older adult, you really take a look at your nutritional component for that healthy lifestyle. And that's something you're going to learn.
So for the Community Cancer Center, talk about what some of the services are that you guys offer.
One of the things that I really like to take a look at is our cancer support group. And it's not just for cancer patients who are in treatment, but it's also for their support people like their wives, their caregivers and so forth. And you're going to learn a lot of components about developing those healthy lifestyle habits. And the second one is our tobacco cessation programs. They're held weekly, and we really want individuals to take a look at quitting tobacco use. So that helps to lower their risk of a cancer diagnosis. Those are two very key components.
So the Community Cancer Center has been around for a long time, and let folks know if they don't know where you're located.
We are located at 2880 Stewart Parkway, or if you want to give directions like I do, right in front of Mercy Hospital across the street from Jimmy John's.
There you go. Anything else you want to share with people this morning?
I would like everyone to go into the holiday season with a very relaxed attitude and know that you can make those healthy lifestyle choices if you just stop and think. And instead of overindulging, just take a moment and say, do I need this? And kind of pace yourself through the holidays. It's already stressful enough. We don't need to add to it.
All right, Angela Freeman from the Community Cancer Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.